Well, did you know that in 2026, one of the biggest health trends is sleep optimization? Well, not just sleeping, but optimizing sleep. So people are buying smart rings, sleep tracking apps, special mattresses, supplements, all to improve the sleep score.
Wow, Johnny, some people, they even say that if your sleep score is below 80, then you shouldn't do any training.
Okay,
Incredible.
incredible. Well, so today we are talking about health, but not just vocabulary. We are talking about how people are trying to live healthier, sometimes in extreme ways. And of course, you learn practical English you can use if you ever need to explain symptoms, or maybe you visit a doctor, or you have to give advice.
Yeah, that's right. And while you're listening, have you ever tried to explain how you feel in English and then, oh, you forget the word? Well, tell us your experience in the comments. And if you're watching on YouTube, well, please just write it below. We'd love to hear.
All right, okay, fantastic. So, I wonder, Matthew, where is going to be our fictional dialogue today? I don't know, just if we are maybe at a
It
hospital
could
or
be,
somewhere.
no, or an accident and
No,
emergency.
okay, no, I think we are at a cafe, so let's see. Oh, you look tired to Matthew, so oh, okay, well, let us start. Matthew, you look exhausted. What happened?
Oh, Johnny, I feel terrible. I've had a headache since yesterday.
A headache again.
Yes, and now I feel like I've got a sore throat and a cough.
Well, that sounds like a cold, Matthew.
Maybe, I don't know. I also feel dizzy when I stand up.
Matthew, did you see a doctor?
No, not yet. I need to book an appointment with my GP.
Oh, you should. And you need to rest, Matthew.
Johnny, I can't. I have too much work to do.
Well, that's a problem, Matthew. Your stress levels are too high.
You're probably right. And my back hurts as well. I think I need a checkup.
So, did you take any medicine?
Well, I went to the pharmacy and I bought something for the fever.
And do you have temperature?
Yes, a small one. And muscle pain. I feel exhausted.
Well, then you shouldn't exercise this week, Matthew.
Well, it's funny you say that. I started a new fitness routine 3 days ago.
Well, there you go. You need sleep, a balanced diet, and less stress, Matthew.
Or maybe I just need a holiday.
Oh, that too. Yeah. And to be younger, Matthew, also just.
Oh, Johnny, no, yeah, this is the real problem.
That's a real problem, Matthew. Bueno, vamos a ver entonces un poco la gramática. Let's break down some key phrases from the dialogue. So, let's have a look what we got here. For example, Matthew said, I will put this on stage. For example, talking about symptoms, no? Matthew said, or you said, I've had a headache. No? So this is an easy structure. No? So I have a and then the symptom. Okay? Maybe here for our B1 learners or students, they know already the use of the article a or an depends on the sound of the next word, if it's a consonant sound or a vowel sound. So I have a or I have an, so that depends on that. So examples, you can say, I have a headache, or you also said, I have a sore throat, la garganta. Also you said, I have a temperature, tengo algo de fiebre. I have a stomach ache, tengo el estómago, and I have back pain. Okay, so me duele la espalda. Common mistakes that sometimes we might hear, no? Saying, I have headache. Tenemos que añadir el a, okay? So I have a headache. En español sí que decimos tengo dolor de cabeza, no decimos tengo un dolor de cabeza, pero en inglés sí que tenemos que añadir, en este caso, el artículo a.
Johnny, that's a good one because it's a common mistake. I hear that a lot. Okay. Also in the dialogue, I was complaining a lot. I complained that I felt dizzy. So I said, I feel dizzy. And the structure, really easy. I feel plus an adjective. So we don't need any article. Straight in with the adjective and a few examples. I feel tired, or I don't know, I feel sick, or I feel exhausted, or hopefully I feel better.
Oh.
Now, what's the difference from what we've seen before? Well, Johnny, you spoke about the structure with I have and the article A, I have a headache. We use that to describe a physical symptom. But when we're talking about general feelings or a general condition, then we use I feel tired.
Great, that's a great explanation. So then let us talk now about body parts, okay? When a body part hurts, nos duele una parte del cuerpo. So you said, for example, my back hurts. So the structure would be my, then you choose the body part, and then you add the word hurts, okay? Few examples. You can say my head hurts, my throat hurts, my leg hurts, or my stomach hurts. But don't say my head is hurting me. No. So keep it simple. Oh, keep it simple. So my head hurts. That's all.
That sounds better. Yeah, good, Johnny. Okay, let's move it on to when you want to take action and you want to do something. Maybe you want to go and visit the doctor and you need to make an appointment. What's the structure we use? Well, we can use need plus the preposition to. So, I need to. Followed by a verb. I need to see a doctor. Okay. I need to rest. I need to take medicine. Or I need to drink more water.
Okay, fantastic. So, and then here we have also some advice that we can give using the model should. So you should rest, for example. So it's a model of advice. So you should sleep more, deberías dormir más. You should eat healthy food, deberías comer comida saludable. You shouldn't skip meals, no deberías perderte comidas. Or you shouldn't ignore the pain. No deberías ignorar el dolor. So remember that when we talk with models, if you say you should, you are giving advice. If you say you have to, this is an obligation. And you must, then this is a strong or stronger obligation.
They're really useful, Johnny. Good. Okay, well, let's practice what we've seen already. Tengo dolor de la garganta. Oh, how can we say that? Well, we use the structure that you showed us, Johnny. I have, and then don't forget the article. In this case, I have a sore throat. But if we want to talk about a condition, well, we could say my back hurts. My back hurts. Or maybe if we want to give advice, like you just talked about, well, should is a good modal verb for giving advice, and the structure is nice and easy. You should, and then the verb. You should drink more water. Okay, now it's your turn. We've got a question for you listeners. How would you say in English, tengo dolor de espalda? Y necesito ver al médico. How would you say that in English? Tengo dolor de la espalda y necesito ver al médico. Well, if you need to think about it for a couple of seconds, just pause the episode and give it some thought. Or if you know the answer and you're watching on YouTube, just write your answer in the comments.
Fantastic. And if you are enjoying the episode, well, then give us a like and subscribe. And also remember that with training, you learn English for real life situations, not just textbooks. And remember at www.training.com/ you will find a fantastic offer just to learn English with us. You can access to some recorded classes, also live group classes, and a fantastic campus as well. All this just from 39 euros onward. Así que por 39 euros ya tienes ahí un curso para empezar a arrancar con tu inglés. Well, let's then just move to talk a little bit about how, well, trends, no trends around the world related to health, Matthew. So let's go deeper now. And, well, health trends are not the same in every country. In the UK, for example, there is a strong culture of walking. People walk everywhere. So I think the 10,000 steps a day, no? That's I don't know, I always heard, no? You have to do 10,000 steps
right,
a day.
Johnny.
This challenge that has become very, very popular, right?
That was really popular. I don't know whether people still, I don't hear it so much now, but yeah, you're right, it was. Especially during the lockdown and the pandemic, people were talking about doing that, you're right. Okay, now across the pond in the US, there's a strong gym culture with high protein diets, supplements, protein shakes, pre-workout drinks. Man, there's all kinds of things that you need, no, to go along with that. Also, there's a real big interest in mental health therapy.
Oh, yeah, that's needed. When if you go to the Mediterranean countries, like here in Spain or Italy, well, diet is central. So the well-known Mediterranean diet is considered one of the healthiest in the world. So as we see in the picture, more vegetables, more olive oil, more social meals, and less ultra-processed food.
Wow, Johnny, whenever I'm doing the podcast with you, it always seems to come back to food. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Normally recording at mediodía when everybody's hungry. So, yeah, okay. Well, moving on to countries like Japan, it seems that people focus more on portion control and routine. So not big plates of food, but perhaps smaller portions and a more controlled routine. Walking daily is important, and not overeating. And because of these good habits, it seems that life expectancy in Japan and countries like that is higher.
Okay. So let's talk about some viral trends in 2026. So I don't know, just Matthew, have you heard about this ice bag?
I like that picture.
The cold plungers. I don't know.
It's not for me, Johnny.
No, it's not for me. Then also you got the high protein everything, the digital detox weekends. I don't know. The intermittent fasting. I heard about this one, no? I always thought I do this one, no? Because I eat, I stop, then I eat, I stop, I eat, I stop. So, in a way.
I'm not sure that's exactly. Yeah, it is popular, though. You're right. It's true.
Yeah.
I do it at night time. I eat and then I go to sleep and I don't eat until the next day. And then
all
I
right.
have breakfast. So, yeah, that's my intermittent fasting.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, Johnny, some of these trends are helpful, there's no doubt. I mean, it's good to take care of your health. But at the same time, some of them, I think they create pressure and maybe even anxiety. Because, for example, I think it became popular recently to wake up at 5 a.m. and to exercise, meditate, be really focused on eating perfectly. It's kind of quite intense.
Yeah. This brings to my mind just another podcast we did, not about waking up early,
yes,
right?
Yes, so, you're right. I was thinking.
So it's true, that can create anxiety instead of health. So real health is balance. So I think it's the basics, no? Sleep well, eat reasonably well, move your body, manage stress. I think those things are just the basics.
Yes, I think you're right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the differences in healthcare depending on where you live. For example, in the UK, the public health service is known as the NHS. It's free for people, but often people complain about the long waiting lists that you have to go through before you can see somebody.
That's right, but in the US it's worse, huh? Just healthcare is private, super expensive. So prevention becomes very important. People focus more on insurance and regular checkups. And if you don't have an insurance, you've got a big, big problem. So yeah, it's a big issue there.
It's true. Now, a lot of people comment when they come to Spain and they live here that the healthcare is really good. And I think it's the case, Johnny. It's a pretty good system we have here. There's a public healthcare system, but culturally, people tend to rely a lot on family advice. No, lo que dice la abuela.
Ay, eso manda. Eso manda.
So, some famous advice might be to put some cream or some ointment on something, or to rest for a few days, or maybe to drink an infusion of something.
That's right. So, well, maybe we can ask our listeners, know what's the biggest health trend in your country right now? So you can write it in your comments.
Yeah. And tell us, what was the first health-related word you remember learning in English? Was it doctor or, I don't know, headache or hospital? Let us know. Put it in the comments.
Yeah. Or ouch. I don't know. Just
maybe.
Anything. Okay. So have you ever been in a situation where someone asked you, well, what's wrong? And then you didn't know how to explain it. Well, tell us what happened, because this also, no, it's real. Then you notice, no, that maybe lack of English in this area to explain doctor, knowing some body parts and things like this, it's important.
It really is, Johnny. So let's practice. For example, how would you say this in English? Estoy agotado, pero no estoy enfermo. So if you're watching us on YouTube, put your answer in the comments.
And also, there is another way to say it. No, I feel tired. Is there another way to say I feel tired? ¿Se te ocurre alguna otra idea? Pues también, nos lo dejas en los comentarios.
Good. And one more thing, Johnny. What sounds more natural to you? I have a headache, or my head hurts. Which one do you use more often? Well, let us know. Tell us in the comments.
Okay. So let us know also what you think about today's episode and what part did you like the most. So, yeah.
We want to hear. You know, this topic of health is a global conversation. And it's true, we've talked about some extreme habits and trends, but those things come in and out of fashion. Good habits, Johnny, things that we learnt from the abuela, well, these generally, they stay longer.
They stay, that's right. And learning the vocabulary to talk about your health confidently, that stays too. So let us go to our question. So earlier we asked, how do you say, tengo dolor de espalda y necesito ver al médico? Matthew.
Johnny, the correct answer is, I have back pain and I need to see a doctor. Simple, clear, and hopefully natural, easy to learn.
Very good, excellent. But just to add, no, we don't say I have a back. I have a back pain. Remember, no, I have back pain, that's it. Okay, so yeah, good. So tell us one healthy habit you are trying this year. I don't know, maybe trying to start your sentence with, well, I'm trying to, or I should. Well, write in the comments if you are watching us on YouTube.
Yeah, good, Johnny. Well, we've seen lots of things today. It feels like we've had a lot in this episode. A little review. So listeners, you remember we learned how to talk about the symptoms that you have when you're not feeling well. We also saw how to give advice. Remember those modal verbs? Should, have to, must. How to book appointments. We spoke about using need to plus a verb. And then we've looked at lots of different vocabulary related to health that can help you in real conversations. Now, Johnny, in our next episode, we're going to talk more about these modal verbs of ability this time, and possibility, with can, could, might, be able to.
Fantastic. So, if you want to keep improving your English step by step, then visit www.trainland.com. Entra aquí en Trainland y pide una clase con cualquiera de los profes que tenemos y estaremos encantados de ayudarte a mejorar tu inglés. Well, Matthew, thank you very much. It was fantastic to see you again, and see you next time.
Hey, thanks, Johnny. See you next time.